In front of a crowded room, Russell Gibbons risks his teeth and bites into an Australian-made upmarket dog biscuit that's rock hard but looks just like an iced Vovo. Hudson Toke is one of nine startup companies that the University of the Sunshine Coast's Innovation Centre invited to share their story with potential investors and customers at its first demo day. Russell and Emma Gibbons produce everything from hanging chook lollies to horse cookies and decorated dog biscuits.
So we've started with doggy donuts, mutt muffins, happy birthday cakes, even doggy Vovos, and we've made them shelf stable, no sugar, no fat, and actually healthy for dogs.
So this is totally over the top.
Yeah, it's for the dog owner who sees their pet as part of the family, you know, as your inner circle. They're not a functional pet anymore. They're not a watchdog. And this is a phenomenon happening all around the world. In fact, we're a little bit behind what's happening overseas.
How much money is there in this industry?
In Australia, the overall pet industry is turning over about $8 billion a year. We have close to 4.2 million dogs, and just in the pet treat sector alone, we're spending close to $190 million a year. That's just in treats. That doesn't include food. And then if you want to look at markets like Japan, well, you could quadruple that. It's huge.
Emma Gibbons, did anybody say you were barking mad when you went up this path?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, my family all think it's very out there, and so do all my friends. But once they see the products and see the happiness on people's faces when they're giving them to their dogs or their fur babies, they really understand where we come from in our angles. We're getting more and more nationwide distribution happening as we speak, and even their export outlooks are looking really encouraging. So, yeah, obviously in the last year or so, it's probably like quadrupled.
Oh, yeah, like it started out as a concept around a kitchen table, thinking, could we do something really out there, really innovative? And if we did it, would it be successful and would it last longer than a couple of months? And yeah, a couple of years later, we've won a number of awards. Emma's won Small Business Woman of the Year Award, we've won an Innovation Award, and we actually won a Business of the Year Award 2 years ago as well. So it's changed enormously. Now we employ people, we have our own factory which we set up, so we have machines, we have our own, you know, in-house recipes and our own processes.
Russell and Emma Gibbons are grateful for the support of the Innovation Centre at the University of the Sunshine Coast. CEO Mark Pattenberg says the first startup demo day was all about nurturing the next generation of food startup businesses.
These startups have been working intensely the last 2 years, typically, and we're so very proud of them. And today's about connecting them with supporters, early adopters, customers, investors, media. And it's really, for many of them, it's their first public launch. So it's an important milestone for them.
What is the Innovation Centre's role in all of this, Mark Pattenberg?
The Innovation Centre role is really to create a safe place for these businesses to build their business, to trial, test, research. We've got a mentor panel and an entrepreneur in residence. 95% of startups fail in the first 5 years. So that's an awful statistic. So we're quite often looking at what we can do to minimise the risks and maximise the opportunities and connections to customers and make sure that they can bring their idea to market successfully.
Mark Pattenberg and the Innovation Centre have industry support. Jacqueline Wilson-Smith's the head of innovation and marketing at Gourmet Garden, a multi-million dollar Sunshine Coast American-owned kitchen herb business. Ms. Wilson-Smith is a founding member of FAN, the Food and Agribusiness Network, and shared advice with the startups on what she calls design thinking principles.
It's really about understanding and empathising with your customer, finding what the pain points are, you know, some problems. So we've talked about lots of examples here, from honey through to food waste. We've just heard about Spare Harvest, one of the startups that is all about connecting people who've got food waste in their own gardens and how they can collaborate together more. And so design thinking principles is all about finding what the problems are in the first place, or potentially gains, so it's either pains or gains, and then innovating to either solve those problems or create great opportunities, capitalising on the gains. And I'm really inspired to see so many of the startups here embracing those principles and transforming from just ideas into actual commercialised innovations is very exciting.